West Virginians are a proud people, proud most of all of their heritage. Almost any West Virginian can share his or her story of a parent or grandparent who came to the state to work in the factories, steel mills, or coal mines to provide for their families. But a part of that heritage is also political, and most West Virginians will tell you their parents and grandparents voted blue.
What we're finding is that when they say that they're a Democrat, they argue, well, my dad was a Democrat, or my granddad was a Democrat, and there's reluctance, one, to break with that tradition, and also a kind of continuance in which being handed down from generation to generation.
Dr. Robert Rupp is a professor of history at West Virginia Wesleyan College and says that has been the trend for at least three generations in West Virginia. My grandparents voted Democrat, my parents voted Democrat, so I vote Democrat. But in West Virginia, the tendency to vote blue is beginning to change, at least at the federal level. The state hasn't been won by a Democratic candidate for president since 1996 with Bill Clinton. Two of the three seats in the U.S. House are held by Republicans, and next year, the state could possibly see its first Republican U.S. senator since the late 1950s.
You know, there's a real question, I think, over whether these people are ultimately going to change their identity and become Republicans, or, you know, whether there is enough of the Democratic Party in West Virginia's heritage that they will continue to be Democrats, at least in name.
Karen Tumulty is a national political correspondent for The Washington Post. Her article, A Blue State's Road to Red, focuses on the transition in party power in southern West Virginia.
West Virginians are so conservative, they vote Democrat out of tradition.
State Republican Party Chairman Conrad Lucas says that tradition is what's hindering his party's success at the state and local levels. West Virginians are so proud of their heritage, they don't want to let it go. But Lucas says they're slowly starting to see a change.
You know, I come from a long line of Lincoln County Democrats myself. So we see younger people in West Virginia being more willing to vote Republican than those who've been voting Democrat for so many generations, for election after election, and wanting to stay with their party. But it's younger folks who are realizing that the values of the National Democrat Party and the State Democrat Party don't align with their belief systems.
Rupp says nearly 60% of a person's party identification is based on family. But in West Virginia, the inclination to vote blue is starting to change, in part, Rupp says, just as Lucas sees it, because of a new generation of voters, millennials.
What we seem to be finding is that most Americans, but particularly this generation, are socially liberal on social issues and conservative on fiscal issues. Mainly, they want a small government and lower taxes, and they want that same small government to keep out of their private affairs. The difficulty is that neither the Republican or Democratic Party appear to offer both those conditions. So we have a generation that's kind of up for grabs, that's skeptical.
The transition, however, is happening at a slower rate than many other southern states that went through the same political shift decades ago. For example, Rupp says Georgia took less than 10 years to transition from a solidly blue to solidly red state. Part of the reason, Rupp accounts to the age of the average West Virginian. If the party switch is being pushed by the young voter, with the oldest median age of any state in the country, it's easy to see why the transition may take longer here than in the rest of the South. And then there's participation. Tumulty says young West Virginia voters' participation rates are among the lowest in the nation.
If you look at those voter turnout numbers, last year, voter turnout among the young plummeted in West Virginia. So certainly I talked to young people, I saw young people, but they more than any element of the population in West Virginia seem to be the ones who are just, you know, turning their backs on politics. And again, I think those voter turnout numbers are just speak volumes to that.
Low turnout may be because young voters feel outnumbered in an older state, or maybe because they don't seem to fit with either party. Rupp says either could be true, but if the parties can get millennials involved in the election process again, he believes we will see a change in results.
I think that is going to contribute, maybe not for a transition to total from Democrat to totally Republican, but it will mean more divided ballots. It will mean voting will be based on pragmatic issues rather than ideological issues or party issues. And I think in that way, if we do see this transition happening, we will give the key role will be what is this generation of young voters whose basically parents and grandparents simply continued allegiance to the Democratic Party, and now they're questioning if that allegiance should go.
Rupp says another contributing factor to the change in politics for young voters is the decreasing importance young people see in unions. Once a major part of the state's economic and political processes, Rupp says unions are becoming less important as we move away from an industry-based economy, having less influence over a new generation in the workforce. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.